I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran is in a precarious position where manifestations of discontent have overtaken the streets. Amid the violence, Christians are looking for a way to reach out with truth. And then many people view the beginning of a new year as a fresh start. One ministry is providing a resource that'll help you take that mentality to your time in Scripture. That story in just a moment. But first, while the world was anticipating the possibilities of a new year, Iranians were busy calling on their government for change. Our contact Peter Smith explains why the protest erupted 7 days ago.
What started as a riot towards the price increase of eggs, the price of eggs went up by 40%. It has since turned into a political revolt. And what started in the city of Mashhad, which is the Shiite holy city on the coast near Afghanistan, has now spread to more than 100 different cities inside Iran.
As of yesterday morning, at least 20 people have been killed. People in the streets are now calling for a leadership change. Smith says one looming question is whether or not these protests will bring about a change of regime or be squelched altogether. And believers are figuring out how to respond.
First of all, they're asking for prayer to know how they should go out into the streets and do ministry among those who are doing the rioting.
They're also wondering how a possible change will affect the status of religious freedoms in Iran, because the Iranian church is growing rapidly in spite of oppression. So would you pray for wisdom in this situation and get the full details at missionnews.org. Up next, last month, the United States Pentagon reported 97% of ISIS-held territory in Syria and Iraq had been liberated, begging the question, is ISIS still a threat? Open Doors USA's David Curry says, yes.
We have to think about the day after ISIS, what happens then. And that is because the idea, the philosophy that drove this movement to control this territory is still alive and well.
ISIS has built revenue by controlling oil and uses it to fund the bombings and attacks across the world. In the past week, ISIS has claimed responsibility for two bombings in Afghanistan and an attack on Coptic Christians in Egypt.
On a cautionary note, Christians need to pay attention because it's about their faith, that their faith is being attacked, their brothers and sisters first in Iraq and Syria, but maybe us as well. That's not to bring fear because we're not called to live in fear, but we are called to be cautious and to raise awareness amongst ourselves that we must be supporting each other in the midst of this.
One of the big things believers are asking for, don't forget them. Find ways to be part of the solution at missionnews.org. There, we'll also share critical prayer needs. And finally, it's a new year, which means many people are committing to new Bible studies. But why is daily Bible reading so important? Biblica's Stephen Cave shares,
we need to understand that the Bible is not just what God said all of those years ago. It's not just what his dealings were with the people of Israel or the New Testament church. It is what God is still saying to us today. And for me, that's the most important reason.
Cave warns to not read the Bible as a thing to check off your to-do list, but rather read it because you want to hear God's truth.
Every day, the Israelites were confronted with the voice of Goliath. Every morning, he would come out and speak and remind them of their failures. And every evening, he would come back out and remind them that they were still being defeated. And for me, if I didn't have the Word of God as a daily part of my life, then I would be hearing all the voices of the Goliaths around me instead of hearing the voice of God.
And there are lots of great reading plans out there, but sometimes finding one that's just right for you can be difficult. We have more information about Bible reading plans and why it's important to read daily at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.